This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. It's not often that we pay attention to who a Bexar County constable is, but with Michelle Barrientos Vela, she's hard to ignore. She has found ways to make lots of news, and not always in good ways, and now she may have talked her way out of her job. KSAT 12 investigative reporter Dylan Collier now joins us to walk us through some of the news that Barrientos has made. And if you have a question, call in now, because we only have a little bit of time here, 210-614-8980. And Dylan, welcome back to The Source.
Thanks for having me.
So explain quickly this resign to run clause that apparently Constable Barrientos invoked.
Last week, while she was being raided by the Texas Rangers and the FBI, she declared publicly that she was going to run for sheriff in 2020. And because she has more than 13 months left in her current term, and because that was a declaration for a higher office under the Texas Constitution, that means it's an automatic resignation. And these laws have been on the books for a very long time. Texas and Florida are probably the two states that have the strictest resign to run laws. And those were put in place so that someone wouldn't take office and then immediately try and use it as a jumping stone to get to a higher office and therefore ignore their constituents and the responsibilities of their job.
So if she had waited 2 months then and she had made that declaration, it wouldn't have been a problem.
Right. I mean, the deadline to file for next year is December 9th. So typically candidates that are going to seek a different office will wait till around that time or maybe a week before to make a public announcement, because by then you've passed the threshold and by declaring you can begin campaigning and there aren't any issues or concerns that you're neglecting your current duties.
This is in the Texas Constitution. 1 year and 30 days you have to wait.
Exactly.
And didn't she know this, or was she?
I assume she did. There had been rumors for a while that she was eyeing a run for sheriff. She is not a fan of Javier Salazar. I'd been told at one point she'd even looked into getting T-shirts made and sort of the customary campaign things that go with running for office. And then in late August decided that she was going to run for another 4 years in Precinct 2, and then announced at that time she was going to run for sheriff in 2024, which I thought was an odd thing to say. And that's when we began looking into resign to run laws and what the Texas Constitution said.
And so Judge Wolf, Nelson Wolf, does he have any leeway in this? I mean, is he making this up as he goes along, or he's
no.
Or has this happened before?
This happens quite often. It happened to an elected official in Pleasanton, not too far from here, over the summer. A city council member in El Paso put up on her Facebook page, on her official Facebook page, that she wanted to run for mayor. They took it down within a couple hours. She was still forced to resign. There was a Harris County judge who announced that he was going to next run for the Texas Supreme Court. And because he had several years left on his term, that was an automatic resignation. So the law is actually pretty clear. It's just a matter of how the municipality, or in this case, Bexar County, wants to handle finding a replacement and how quickly they do that.
But Constable Barrientos says it's not that clear, that well, there has been an attorney general opinion that says when an official tells a newspaper reporter just in an interview, that may not be a resign to run. It is not a public declaration, not an announcement.
The law is whether any reasonable person, upon hearing the statement made, would believe that that person is going to run for a higher office. And these were statements that were not only made to our cameras last Monday, but then to other media outlets the following day. So she not only said it once, but she repeated it the next day when other reporters asked her about it.
But still, there is an injunction in place, and there will be a hearing on October 11th in which a judge will decide on whether or not this is actually going to kick in.
And I think filing that lawsuit may buy her a few weeks. You saw the Benny Martinez situation in Leon Valley over the summer, where they were going to have a hearing to decide whether violations on his part warranted him being removed from the council. He filed a lawsuit, asked to block the move, and it ended up buying him about 6 weeks in office. But at the end of the day, they were able to hold the hearing and remove him from power.
So you mentioned that this happened right after the declaration to the cameras that she was going to run for the sheriff's office, which kicked in the resign to run clause. But this happened right after the FBI showed up.
They were still there, actually.
Okay, so yeah. As the FBI were raiding her offices, what was that about?
I don't have an inside source telling me the exact reason they were there that day, but the Texas Rangers have been gathering evidence against her and other members of her agency for quite some time now. The FBI was there to assist them in gathering files from her offices, and I think it's in line with some of the stories that we've done over the last few years that there are a number of complaints that have been made that she is violating people's civil rights in some of her actions as constable and in some of the actions of the deputy constables that work under her.
You've also have exposed in your investigative reporting at KSAT, Dylan, that she has, and some of her deputy constables, they have signed up for training in across the state using taxpayer dollars from Bexar County. And then they go to these events, but they don't actually attend the training?
Sometimes, yeah. The trip in Austin that you're referring to was in 2017. They signed up. She used her credit card to pay the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement these fees for training. Bannon & Associates, I think, is the company that put on the training. It was for open records. She and two of her top administrators traveled to Austin, signed in, went to the first like 4-hour introductory part of the training, and then didn't show up for the main day, which was the next day, which was the actual 8-hour class for open records. But then she was paid back by the county. They covered the balance on her credit card. And then the story we had a few days ago was a training trip to Corpus Christi. Same three people, Badientes Vela, her chief deputy, and her captain. She used her county credit card to pay T. Cole for the training fees. The county paid off the balance. And in this case, none of them even made the trip.
But also, didn't your reporting show that there was a recommended hotel that they could have gone to in Austin? Instead, they went to another sort of a high-end hotel, which they were
almost triple the price. The Crown Plaza, where the training was held in Austin, had a row of rooms, which is common for these law enforcement conferences. They'll have a discounted rate. You stay where the training is. You usually eat there. Therefore, it's not a big expense for taxpayers. They stayed downtown at the Embassy Suites, and the hotel rate was nearly triple the cost of the Crown Plaza.
So this is just a couple of the stories that you have covered.
I've done 41.
41 stories on her.
Right.
And she's also had a feud with Sheriff Salazar.
She's had a feud with the district attorney, Joe Gonzalez, Judge Nelson Wolf. She's had choice words for Commissioner Kevin Wolf, who does not even represent the same precinct as her. She's had choice words for me. I mean, if you'll see in these press conferences that she'll, yell at me or yell about me and call me out by name repeatedly while these are taking place.
And but right now she remains the constable. No charges are pending. She hasn't been arrested.
Right.
And so, and again, I just want to say, as a reporter, I mean, we take no joy in watching these types of events take place.
Yeah, I mean, she's a constable, which is an elected official. She represents one of the fastest growing parts of our community. And even though she, based on our reporting, has stepped outside of the bounds of what her responsibilities are, her duties are very important. They're in charge of guarding justice of the peace courtrooms, serving eviction paperwork. So you have, important duties that appear to be neglected by her in a fast-growing part of the community.
Dylan Collier is an investigative reporter for KSAT 12 News here in San Antonio. He is breaking down the story of Michelle Badientes Vela, constable for number 2. Thank you so much, Dylan, for joining us.
Thank you.